For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Big shout out to you for making it through the hectic holiday season. This new year, get clean, quality, pregnancy nutrient support off your to-do list, including Ritual's best-selling essential prenatal multivitamin, designed with 12 traceable key ingredients to support a healthy pregnancy. With big changes coming up, take the small steps now and start today with 30% off a three-month supply at ritual.com/podcast. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This is the Berman Project. Hey, it's JD here, back for another week of introspection and reflection on loss, grief, and the pathway to mental wellness, all the while nourishing my soul with the music and art of the late indie rock singer-songwriter, David C. Berman. How you doing, everybody? I am mostly good, I would say, today. Looking out my window, the sky is a little gray and hesitant, but, it was blue just about an hour ago, and it's warm enough out that I went out with just a long sleeve shirt and a blazer. I'm a hardy Canadian, so, you know, that makes sense for me. There are people listening to this that would be like, it's 4 degrees, dude. Where's your winter coat? Now, I didn't say I went off on a hike or anything. I took the dogs out. That's all I did. I was out for just a short time. But I didn't need gloves. I didn't need a closed coat. It was just nice to sort of be out there and breathe in the clean air, that crisp air that winter provides. It's cleaner somehow in the city. And during the wintertime, I should say. And that's a good thing. So there's that. How are you? That's what I want to know. How are you? How are you managing? We have made it through the tough part of the winter. The 5 weeks before solstice and the 5 weeks after solstice are among the toughest 10 weeks that we face in the calendar, regardless of your regardless of your geography. You need to be in the Northern Hemisphere to experience that. In the Southern Hemisphere, I'm not sure what the dark weeks would be. Maybe if there's somebody listening from the Southern Hemisphere, they can shoot me an email, jd@meetingmalchemist.com. Would love to hear from you. This week, I got something even better than an email. I got a phone call from an old friend. And we talked for probably close to an hour. He's new to the podcast, but it was a real touching conversation. It moved me, and it reaffirmed a friendship that is, you know, almost 30 years old at this point. This is a gentleman that I connected to through music years ago, and here we are, you know, reconnecting over a podcast. Now, he had some wise, sage words for me, and it meant a lot. I'm not going to get into the details right now, but ostensibly, he put some wind under my wings, and I'm feeling pretty good as a result. I hope he is too. So there's that. Late last week, I got a chance to meet a new psychiatrist at the hospital that's in my neighborhood. I'm hoping that he's going to follow me. It seems as though he is. He gave me his phone number, which, you know, if I remember from my college days, it won't be long before we sleep together. So there's that. I kid, of course. it was a big deal for him to give me his phone number, and I appreciate it, and I won't abuse it for sure. He's booked a second appointment with me, so I guess I'm broken enough that I provide an interesting case for him. I feel that's what these assessments are sometimes. You know, you go in to meet these people, and it's a half-hour assessment. They ask you a barrage of questions, just like rat-a-tat-tat. It's all over the place. And you know, you've got to answer these things and answer them as honestly as possible to give them enough meat to work with. Because if you don't eat your meat, there'll be no pudding. And that would be just a travesty. But in all seriousness, these things are really tough to do because you have to unveil, you know, your inner self to somebody who's brand new, who's a stranger, who might at the end of the session say, okay, that's great, but I'm not going to follow you, and you know, you're on your own again. And now you've just revealed everything and you're left asunder. And that's no good. That would just suck. So, you know, in my head, the interesting cases they pick up. Maybe I've watched too much House, that television show back in the day with Olivia Wilde. They took interesting cases and they tried to fix them. And I think that that's a part of what some of these doctors do. They take cases that they either A, think are fixable so that they can, you know, put you up on the proverbial, I'm trying to think of what the word is, the lifts. You know, when you drive your car into a garage and they lift you up so they can look underneath. Yeah, I feel like that's, you know, and then they just do a quick oil change and fix you up and you're all good to go. So there's that, or there is the holy fuck, you're fucked. And this is really intriguing and I want to get under the hood and see what the fuck it is that makes you tick. And that's the category that I think I'm in. But, you know, that's me just bragging. He was very kind, very warm, which is not necessarily the case with most of these doctors. I had another doctor at that hospital, and even though she was my only psychiatrist at the time, I stopped following her because she just was awful. Like, she was really just awful. At the end of the day, I just need somebody to manage my meds. I've got a therapist that I talk to. I'm not looking for, you know, Freudian conversation here. I'm looking for somebody to manage my psych meds because I'm on a very complicated cocktail. And you need to be a prosky to manage that. My family doctor won't touch it. He simply repeats the script that my old psychiatrist wrote. And that script is coming up on 3 years old. And I think I've been told that I'm treatment resistant. I'm drug resistant. I have drug resistant depression. And I think that that's probably true. And I also have a fucking incredibly high tolerance for drugs, typically speaking. You know, when I go to the dentist, I need to get like 4 needles to freeze my mouth. Here's something that you didn't want to hear, but during my colonoscopy, I woke up, you know, like with 5 minutes left in the colonoscopy. I don't know that that was supposed to occur. I can eat an incredible amount of marijuana. I went out a couple weeks ago and I'd had 150 grams and I haven't had any since then. So that's good. It's been 3 weeks since I've had any edibles. I did smoke once, but I've really cut down and significantly cut down because it was getting too high. Like it was my tolerance. Do you find with edibles that your tolerance if you take them over several days, like your tolerance goes up and it takes more and more. For me, I definitely noticed that. And like I said, 150 grams, I went out to karaoke and I didn't do any karaoke. I don't know that I did much of anything, but my friend told me it looked like I was having a difficult time sitting upright, but we were also drinking. So there's that. Ah, I've stopped drinking as well. I really haven't had much to drink in the last little bit. Now I say that having had 3 or 4 beers yesterday, but, I'm doing well. I'm doing good. I feel bright eyed and bushy tailed. And I think that that's related. Do you know what I'm saying? Do you know what I'm saying? I'm feeling all right. I hope this keeps up. I want it to keep up. You know what I'm saying?
No, I don't really want to die. I only want to die in your eyes. I'm still here below the chandelier where they always used to read us our rights. I want to wander through the night as a figure in the distance, even to my own eye. Have you ever rented a room? Have you even ever rented a room? Think I'll let you see the river move, but now that your evil dreams came through, there on your face, a row of teeth will come to replace. I know you laughed when I left, but you really only hurt yourself. When you see your curtains move in the wind, you can bet I'm betting against you again. 'Cause I'm a man who has a wife, who has a mother, married one, but she loved another. You're a tower without the bells. You're a negative wishing well. Should've checked the stable door for the name of the sire and dam. You were always at the dog track with your brother and all. Chalk lines around my body like the shoreline of a lake. Your laughter made me nervous. It made your body shake too hard. Now there's a lot of things that I'm gonna miss, like thunder down country and the way water drips when you're running for the door in the rain. Read the metro section, see my name. Though I didn't really wanna die, I only want to die in your eyes. Grant me one last wish, life should mean a lot less than this. Grant me one last wish, life should mean a lot less than this.
Don't step on it, JD. That's a nice fade. That's a nice, you know, it's not really a fade out. It's just that last note just ringing out, and it's great. And that's the first track from The Natural Bridge, which is the second full-length record from the Silver Jews, although it's really a different band. You know, the Silver Jews from Starlight Walker were Stephen Malkmus, Bob Nastanovich, and Steve West a little bit on there. There might have been some other session players. This one features David Berman, of course, Matt Hunter, Ryan Murphy, and Peyton Pinkerton, and Michael Deming. Now, Peyton Pinkerton is a name that I know because I reached out to Bob Nastanovich to clarify something, because I've always heard that this was the studio time that they booked with Bob and Westy and SM and Berman. And my understanding was that Berman didn't show up. But then I read on Wikipedia that he did show up and he stormed out of the studio. So I wanted to clarify that with Bob. Like, what exactly happened? I know that Pacific Trim came out of it, you know, because the studio time was already rented. So Pavement ended up purchasing it and not letting it go to waste and put together Pacific Trim without Spiral. Bob responded to me and he said, no problem. Because I asked him if he was cool to, you know, if he wanted to answer the question or not. And he said, no problem. We started to record a few songs for what may have been the next Silver Jews record. David was not content and he seemed to be having difficulties being around Steven. He and Peyton Pinkerton, who had taken a Greyhound from Western Massachusetts for the session, split and drove back to Nashville. Pavement, just Steven, Westy, and myself, bailed out Dan Kretzky from Drag City by purchasing the studio time at Easley and made Pacific Trim and No More Kings. Oh, that's cool. I didn't realize that. No More Kings is on the Schoolhouse Rocks compilation. Several months later, we found out David had made Natural Bridge without us. At least Peyton was on it. So Peyton would have been on the Pavement version, the original version of Silver Jews. But Peyton ended up on the actual record as well. So naturally, I've heard Bob say this before, you know, talking about being kicked out of the band that he started, you know, something along those lines. I don't want to quote him, but I just have a feeling that there were hard feelings after that, because I don't think Bob shows up again. SM shows up again on future Jews records, but I don't know that Bob does. And, you know, that's too bad. That's too bad. This record is a country-tinged record. There is, you know, songs done in 3/4. There's the walking bass lines. It's not Cassie Berman on this record yet, but it's got a feel. Like, it's got a feel that becomes what I think is the signature Silver Jews sound. This record sounds like the Silver Jews. Silver Jews. This record just sounds like Silver Jews to me. And until we get to the end, until we get to the last record, I feel like they all, you know, sort of vibe in this space. And I like it. This is the music that I really like. I like that song. There's some good ones coming up, so stick around. Let's read some poetry. We are well on our way through from Cantos for James Michener Part 2. This week we are reading section... what is it? CXXVI, which is 126. So last time it was 117, and now we're at 126. So I'm not sure. I'm not even sure how to demarcate the titles of these subsections. I really don't know. It's strange. But let's get into this. Now, this one is structured very different. This one is structured in two big ass paragraphs. And I'm glad I had my pop filter on there, because big ass, I popped my lips there a little bit. So this is from Cantos for James Michener, Part 2, Section 126. That's how I'll label it. Let's get into it. From our upstairs porch, I watch my neighbor, a small town accountant with a voice like a toy keyboard, begin his walk to work in a navy blue Botany 500 suit bought used in an LA consignment store while visiting his widower son-in-law and blind granddaughter, and according to my neighbor, formerly owned by Gray Rayburn, the retired great game show host whose grotesque aura still haunts the 7 o'clock time slots of my body's internal clock, along with Merv Griffin, Don Rickles, Cloris Leachman, Burt Convy, Wink Martindale, and the tenants of every Hollywood square. Those terrible hucksters, sickening adults, hyenas who seem to have had their proteges on every main street, the men with perms, tight gray curls erupting over the alcoholic typography of their oiled faces, a legion of salesmen ruined by bad translations of an already disastrous California ideal, their eyes stinking like boiled cocktail onions as they emerge from sleek 1980 Thunderbirds, all marinated teeth and snowplow mustaches fresh from invigorating divorces, dragging tawny S-shaped girlfriends by the wrist to wooden gargoyle waterbeds where stereo systems built into the headboards played Eye in the Sky by Alan Parsons Project endlessly through the night. These men quietly disappeared sometime during the first Reagan administration. If the Mironauts did come for them, then they must have leapt down through the bedroom ceilings, and the men must have woken up screaming as their carpeting was ripped up, the aquarium smashed with baseball bats, and then angry, insane, "My ex-wife is behind this, isn't she?" obscure cuss words now lost to us, spilling out of their fat mouths. Jesus Christ. That first paragraph is one sentence. It is heavily punctuated with a litany of commas and a few semicolons. But that is, woo, that is a one breather. You know, just a couple little pauses there. Wow. Wow. That is what I would call a rant to me. It feels like that first paragraph is a rant. A lot of disdain for Hollywood squares, it seems. And then we get into the Mironauts again. The Mironauts are back, and they must have leapt down through bedroom ceilings, and the men must have woken up screaming that their carpeting was ripped up and the aquarium smashed with baseball bats. Wow. Yeah. I got nothing, man. I got nothing. Dave's not here, man. Dave's not here, man. I don't know. When I said man there, I sounded like Tommy Chong. So have I told you guys that if I opened a weed shop, that's what I would call it? Dave's not here. I would call it Dave's not here. That's, to me, that's, instead of fucking weed jar, like the one, my local is called Weed Jar. So it's like, you know, I have to say when I'm leaving the house, "Hey guys, I'm going to Weed Jar." It'd be so cool if I could be like, "Hey man, I'm going to Dave's not here." Dave's not here, man. Dave's not here. Anyway, that's what I would do. That's what I got for you this week. It's been another good one, and I hope you're well. I hope you enjoyed yourself. Stay hungry. Stay foolish. My voice just cracked. I'm going to say it again. Maybe I'll edit it. Probably I won't. Stay hungry. Stay foolish. And wash your goddamn hands. The Berman Project is a production of Duvra Podcasts and Such. You can find out more about the show at www.thebermanproject.xyz. That's right. I'm fucking Canadian. I'm also social. Find me on Twitter, Instagram, and all the rest at Berman Project.
Duvra Podcasts and Such.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.